Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. There is good news for you. You can be saved from sin, death, wrath, and eternal punishment in hell. We know that we have sinned against God. We know that if the world continues, we shall die. Yes, the day of judgment is coming. Yes, we do need a Savior. We need to be saved from sin, death, wrath, and eternal punishment. We are saved by the love of God. God loves you. We read in the Bible, in John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved." John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Yes, we are saved by the love of God. God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. We are saved by the Savior, Jesus the Messiah. The angel said in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. The name Jesus means Savior, which is Yeshua in Hebrew. We are saved by Jesus. You need a Savior to save you from your sins. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Will you be saved? We are saved by the good news, the gospel of Messiah. Let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Yes, we are saved by the gospel of Christ, which is the good news that Messiah died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We are saved from the wrath of God through Messiah Jesus. Listen to Romans chapter 5, verse 9. "Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Yes, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Messiah Jesus. We are saved by grace through faith. Salvation is a free gift. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast." Yes, we are saved by grace through faith. Will you receive this free gift? We need to notice that faith is not a work whereby we earn salvation. We are saved by the word of God. Listen to James chapter 1, verse 21. "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. James chapter 1, verse 21. Yes, we are saved by the implanted Word, the Bible, the Word of God, the truth. The Word of God needs to be planted in our minds so that we will know and believe the truth and be disciples indeed. The Word of God teaches us to believe in Messiah Jesus. The Word of God teaches us to repent, to turn from sin to righteousness. We are saved by those who teach us the Word of God and the Gospel. Listen to Jude, verse 23. But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Jude, verse 23. When Christians teach other people the Word of God, they save them, pulling them out of the fire of eternal punishment in hell. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 40. And with many other words, he, the Apostle Peter, testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Those words apply to our generation too, don't they? Will you believe the good news that Messiah Jesus died for our sins, was buried and raised the third day? Will you repent? Yes, be saved from this perverse generation. Next, let us read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. And corresponding to that, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of the dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. The Word of God clearly states that baptism now saves you. But how does baptism now save you? It is stated there in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism now saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you are baptized, you are baptized into Christ, into His death. You put on Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Through faith you are buried in baptism with Christ into death and raised up to a new life in Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Yes, baptism now saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Will you be baptized, immersed under the water, through faith, into Christ? Next, listen to Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Yes, God saves us through the washing of regeneration, which is baptism. When you are buried with Christ in baptism, it is then that the blood of Christ takes away your sin. Read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Baptism is not something that you do, but it is done to you. You are passive. We are saved through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit renews the Christian, giving life, Romans chapter 8, verses 4 through 16, and producing fruit in the life of the Christian, Galatians chapter 5. So then, as we have studied the Bible in this lesson, we have learned that we are saved by a number of things. We are saved by the love of God who gave us His only begotten Son. We are saved from our sins by our Savior, Jesus the Messiah. We are saved by the gospel, the good news that Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried and rose again the third day. We are justified by the blood of Messiah and shall be saved from the wrath of God. We are saved by grace through faith. Salvation is the gift of God by grace, unmerited favor. We are saved by the Word of God, the implanted Word, the truth. Baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Messiah. Messiah Jesus saves us through the washing of regeneration. Messiah Jesus saves us through the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Do you want to be saved from sin, from death, from wrath, from eternal punishment in hell? Be saved from this perverse generation. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the forgiveness of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And Ananias was sent to Saul of Tarsus. And Ananias said to Saul, "And why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos and the Evidences of God, a free English Improvement course, or a free Bible Correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, or Church of Christ, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. Tell your friends to listen also. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity in Christ.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. On the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Tenderly Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you? Should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows clouds are gathering, death warnings come.